Good afternoon. It's 5:06 and 65 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Cassidy Stearman.
Businesses can sponsor them and paint them, say, their business colors. Kids can climb on them, take pictures on them.
A new public art project is in the works in Moorhead.
Vaccine clinics for kids are wrapping up this week.
Pfizer wants all adults to have access to their vaccine booster.
State leaders are proposing a pay bump for Kentucky State Police.
Meanwhile, lawmakers are fighting for funding for all-day kindergarten.
In sports, MSU Athletics is gearing up for a busy weekend.
Showers tonight before 8 p.m. and an overnight low of around 40 degrees. We'll have a look at your region's extended weather forecast after this news. Officials with Moorhead-Rowan County Tourism are examining the potential for new art installations in the area. The topic was discussed during the regular November meeting of the Moorhead City Council. Moorhead-Rowan County Tourism Executive Director Joy Brown says the idea was brought forth by longtime community member and Moorhead State University professor Edna Shack.
I asked the group that she emailed and said, you care if I kind of mess with this and see what we can do with this. If you've seen the horses in Lexington, you've seen the fiberglass horses down on Main Street that they've painted in different places in Lexington. Well, we have always been known since we've taken off with this Trail Town effort with the Sheltowee for turtles. So she said, why don't we do turtles here?
Brown says the turtle statues are still very much in the idea stages, but she has been in contact with the cultural development organization Lex Arts, and she's excited about the possibilities. She says if plans for the statues move forward, it would bring artists to the area. Businesses could have grand openings for the installations, and it would be another tour visitors to the area could enjoy.
Vaccine clinics for young Fayette County students wrapped up Wednesday evening, a week and a half after the Pfizer vaccine was approved for 5 to 11-year-olds. According to state vaccination data, just over 2,500 children ages 5 to 11 have gotten vaccinated since it was approved nearly 2 weeks ago. On Wednesday, 8 locations across Lexington were expected to vaccinate hundreds more. Pediatric nurse practitioner Carrie Blackburn tells WKYT parents are frantically trying to get their kids vaccinated.
We sold out our sites in less than an hour and a half. And so we were able to up our amount yesterday because we were able to get more vaccines in from the state. And those filled up as well.
Officials with Wild Health says because the response was so positive for the vaccine clinic, the program is already making plans for another one next week. Wild Health will hold another clinic on December 1st for students to get their second dose.
Meanwhile, Pfizer is asking the FDA to approve COVID-19 booster shots for all adults. WMKY's Alyssa White has this story.
With the concern of increasing cases during holiday travel, Pfizer has asked United States regulators to allow boosters of its COVID-19 vaccine for anyone 18 or older. Those more vulnerable to the virus have had access to the third shot since September, but the Food and Drug Administration is quickly working to expand boosters to younger ages. According to WKYT, Pfizer is submitting results of a booster study they conducted with 10,000 people, where participants were either given a third dose or a dummy shot. Only 5 cases were reported among the booster recipients compared to 109 cases among the dummy shot recipients. The study concluded a booster could restore protection against infection to about 95%. About 194 million Americans are currently fully vaccinated, and authorities estimate 2 of every 3 vaccinated adults could qualify for a booster within the next few months. For WMKY News, I'm Alyssa White.
At the Kentucky State Police Training Academy on Tuesday, Governor Andy Beshear announced part of his budget proposal, which includes a pay bump for troopers, KSP dispatchers, and funding for body cameras. According to LEX18, the plan would change starting pay for troopers from about $40,000 a year to $55,000. Current sworn troopers and officers would also receive the increase. Governor Beshear says the agency also struggles with recruiting women and minorities, which is essential in helping rebuild public trust in police.
Well, I believe that we've got to better fund law enforcement itself. We've got to ensure that we have appropriate training. Our recruitment office is so important and is already showing gains and making sure the Kentucky State Police looks more like the population that it polices.
The governor's proposal will go to lawmakers for consideration. The General Assembly ultimately decides where the money goes.
A special committee for school funding task force in Kentucky has endorsed making financial support for full-day kindergarten a permanent commitment. WMKY's Shamari Mosley has more.
Full-day kindergarten is common across Kentucky. Until this year's action by lawmakers, school districts receive state funding for half-day kindergarten, with districts using local taxpayer money to pay for the rest of the costs for full-day classes. Education leaders and advocates have long pushed for more kindergarten and preschool funding. Districts now cover some of those costs, diverting funds from classrooms. Their recommendations will be presented to lawmakers to consider during the 2022 legislative session when they will craft the state's next budget. For WMKY News, I'm Shamari Mosley.
We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR provided by Downtown Moorhead Incorporated and the Kentucky Folk Arts Center, presenting the 35th Annual Appalachian Holiday Arts and Crafts Fair, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, December 4th. Open to the public inside the Laughlin Health Building on East Main Street in Moorhead. Handmade arts and crafts, home decor, and decorations. More information on Facebook under Downtown Moorhead.
Inside President Biden's $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill, his legislation is dedicated to reduce drunk driving. Beginning in 2026, automakers will be required to add sensors to their vehicles that will detect drowsiness, distracted driving, and whether or not a driver has been too impaired by alcohol to operate a vehicle safely. Mothers Against Drunk Driving President Alex Audie tells LEX 18 she thanks her dad for motivating her after she survived a drunk boating accident 11 years ago.
My dad had a conversation with me when I was in the hospital that everything that had happened up until that point was Sammy Hackler's choice, the man who ran me over, and everything that happens now is up to me.
Audie was in Washington for the signing of a bill to extend funding for the Victims of a Crime Act earlier this year. She is hoping to become the first MADD president to witness two bill signings in the White House.
With the city of Lexington amid contract negotiations for a new collective bargaining agreement with corrections officers, representatives with the local union are hoping the resolution will ease the effects of the staffing shortage at Fayette County Detention Center. The council recently approved $5,000 bonuses for city workers, which included corrections officers at the detention center. Sergeant Steve Parker is the vice president of the Fraternal Order of Police Town Branch Lodge 83, the local union for corrections officers, and works at the detention center. He says pay isn't the only reason employees are leaving.
Our notices of resignation, when you look on there, they will just put on there, this job is not for me. I had no idea what this job entailed.
Parker says although the pay for jail employees is competitive with other facilities, the union is advocating for higher salaries in the next contract.
A former Kentucky college president appeared in court Wednesday morning in Lexington. WMKY's Holly Adams has more.
William Jones, who was fired earlier this month from his position as Georgetown College president, appeared in Fayette County Court Wednesday after an alleged victim, a school employee, filed for a protective order against him. She alleged in the paperwork for the order that he sexually assaulted and harassed her. Jones was fired on November 1st after school officials found out he was accused of sexual assault and inappropriate behavior with a female employee. Top articles in court Wednesday, Judge Libby Messer ruled to extend a protective order requested by the victim in October. Jones may not come within 500 feet of the victim, have any contact with her, or possess any firearms while the order is valid. Judge Messer scheduled a status hearing for April 2022. For WMKY News, I'm Hallie Adams reporting.
The case against James Herbert Brick, a man arrested in Laurel County in connection with a missing teen, is moving to a grand jury. WMKY's Sarah Meat has the story.
Last Thursday, Laurel County officials arrested 61-year-old James Brick of Cherokee, North Carolina, at the intersection of I-75 at KY-80. A nearby driver noticed a female passenger in Brick's vehicle using hand gestures known on TikTok as a way to represent domestic violence and called 911. Upon investigation, the female passenger was identified as a reported missing juvenile from Asheville, North Carolina. According to LEX18, Brick was charged with unlawful imprisonment, first degree, possession of matter sex performance by a minor over the age of 12 but under age 18, first offense. A kidnapping charge was added and his bond was upped to $50,000. For WMKY News, I'm Sarah Mead reporting.
Taking a look at your region's extended weather forecast for tomorrow, sunny with a high near 58. Friday night, a chance of rain showers after 10 p.m., mixing with snow after 4 a.m. Mostly cloudy with a low around 34. Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 43. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 31. Sunday, a 20% chance of rain after 3 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 48.
On our feature segment today, a beloved community event is back after a year's hiatus. WMKY's Keneally Roberts has more.
The annual Coffee Tree Book Spelling Bee has returned this year. Taking place on the bookstore stage on November 13th at 3 o'clock, spellers will try their hand at MC Grant Alden's impossible word list and just have fun together once again. Sunny Stamper is the marketing and events coordinator for Coffee Tree and their in-store coffee shop, The Fuzzy Duck. She says they had to skip a year because of COVID-19, but they're very excited to have the bee back.
We're pretty excited to have some local celebrity judges involved. We'll keep them hush-hush for now, but they will be there. And Grant will be hosting, as always.
She says there are two ways to participate in the bee.
You can either be a speller or a cheerleader. So if you would like to spell, then you can register. And it is $10 to register. And then if you want to be a cheerer or a jeerer, all in good fun, though, you can just show up on the day of the spelling bee and be an audience member. And we're going to have some new fun ways for people to participate from the audience. We'll always have a great snack.
Registering as a speller is very easy.
You can go on our website, coffeetreebooks.com/events. So just go to our events page, and there's a link for you to register right there, and you can pay online. You can also register and pay in-store. So if you're in the store and you're like, oh, I need to spell in the spelling bee, you can just register with one of our booksellers at the cash register.
Stamper says there will be fantastic prizes on the line.
Our main prize winner will get a quart of honey from the Honey and Bee Connection. That's local here in Round County on Cranston. They also get free coffee for the year at the Fuzzy Duck, of course. And there's a couple other prizes that are kind of in there for runners-up and things like that, but those are the for sure guaranteed prizes, and of course, the bragging rights.
The Bee is an important event for the community, and not only because it brings people together. Stamper says all proceeds from the Bee will go towards Storybook Christmas, an annual project that aims to provide books to all Rowan County kids 18 and younger.
During the event, we'll have special treats for sale, and usually those are $1. So for $1, you can get a treat, but we will donate that money to Storybook Christmas. And also all the registration fees for the event will go to Storybook Christmas.
For WMKY News, I'm Keneally Roberts.
Support for MSPR comes from David Barber, a licensed realtor with the C. Roger Lewis Agency at 129 East Main Street in Moorhead. Selling real estate locally since 1997, David Barber has taught real estate courses at Moorhead State University for more than 20 years and securing loans for small business owners. Buying or selling a home, farm, or business, Realtor David Barber can be reached at 606-207-7877 at the C. Roger Lewis Agency in Moorhead. That's 606-207-7877.
It's 65 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Moorhead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Cassidy Stearman and Rachel Turner. And we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton studio here in the historic Breckenridge Hall. Hallie Adams has a look at sports coming up, but first, I want to say thank you. We're so glad you can spend time with us on this soggy Thursday afternoon.
Morehead State Athletics is preparing for a busy weekend. For WMKY Sports, I'm Hallie Adams. When the Morehead State University football team takes to the field this Saturday, it will be a special day for a new reason. It will be the final home game of the regular season. It's senior day for the largest graduating class in Eagle football history. It is also the Veterans Day appreciation game, with service members able to come and enjoy the game at no charge. MSU head coach Rob Tenner says recognizing military members is something very important to him.
It's a special day, honoring a lot of people. You know, when I think about that, I think about my father. And then, you know, all the other family and friends and everyone else that's helped serve and protect our country. And, you know, you should be appreciative of that. A lot of people sacrifice a lot of things.
The Eagles will host Stetson, and their final home contest, kickoff at Jane Stadium, is set for 1 o'clock. A member of the Morehead State University football team is on the watch list for a major award, WMKY's Tanner Boyd reports.
Morehead State's opponents know not to mess around with Vaughn Taylor Jr. The Eagle defensive end is one of the best edge rushers in the football championship subdivision, and now he is on the list to prove it. Taylor, a Washington, D.C. native, has been added to the Buck Buchanan Award watch list. The award, administered by Stats Perform, is given annually to the nation's top FCS defensive player. The Buchanan Award, now in its 27th season, is named for the legendary Hall of Fame defensive lineman. Taylor Jr. is the career record holder for tackles for a loss at Morehead State, thanks in part to his 19.5 TFLs this season. He currently ranks first among all FCS players in tackles for loss per game. In fact, he has had a hand in at least one TFL in all 9 games this season. Taylor Jr. also ranks among FCS leaders in sacks with 7.5. He is chasing the Morehead State and Pioneer Football League single-season record of 27 tackles for a loss. MSU's is held by Fred Lewis in 1992. For WMKY Sports, I'm Tanner Boyd.
The Morehead State University volleyball team is nearly at the end of their regular season. The Eagles sit atop of the Ohio Valley Conference, but their last two matches this weekend will be against Southeast Missouri, who holds the number 2 spot. And when the postseason starts, Kirsten Becker McBride says the party in the OVC is going to make anyone's game.
It's very even across the board. So even if you look at Tennessee State, who has 2 OVC wins, one of their OVC wins was against SEMO. And so everybody in the conference can beat anybody on a given night. So it's been a really competitive year. There's not a team that you can just count out, but there's also not a team that, for us, is unbeatable.
MSU heads to Missouri Friday night for a 7 o'clock contest. They'll play again Saturday at 3. The Morehead State University women's basketball team is using their downtime from competition to acclimate the young program. New head coach Caleb Petrie has a couple of games under her belt now, and there's a lot of work to do. In addition to getting the most young squad ready for the college-level play, she is also having to make sure adjustments with students who have transferred from other schools.
Charlotte Lures is a 6'2.5. We call her, she's like Tigger. She's like high energy and she just bounces around. I mean, like you think of, you know, Winnie the Pooh, Tigger, and that's what she's doing. She's just bouncing everywhere. You know, big time rebounder. She was at Hartford, the University of Hartford, and so I think she's going to do big things for us.
The Eagle women won't play again until next Friday. They'll hit the road to take on Marshall and Huntington, then head back home Sunday to host Midway. The Morehead State University men's basketball team still has another game this week, and it's going to be a tough one. The Eagles are in Alabama following their matchup with Auburn earlier this week. They are set to take on UAB tomorrow night, a team picked as the preseason number 1 in their conference. Coach Preston Spradlin says he knows his guys will fight hard, but this time of year is always about making team habits.
We've had our team together since June. I think you build some bad habits playing against yourself. guarding your own plays all the time. I think sometimes you hear a play call in practice defensively and you start thinking, how do you guard this play, as opposed to how do I rely on my teammates' communication? And so that's what you look for when you get an opportunity to play against someone else, is are your habits going to kick in, the right ones?
Tip-off in Birmingham tomorrow night is set for 7 p.m. For WMKY Sports, I'm Hallie Adams reporting.
Bud Luke has a look at the stock report right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe, across from St. Clair Healthcare on Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead. Rutabaker's has made from scratch cakes, scones, cookies, and cinnamon rolls. Lunch items feature signature sandwiches, braids, and salads. Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe, open Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., curbside delivery at 780-4282. Facebook and online at rutabakers.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Robert W. Baird. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. The NASDAQ composite rebounded after hot inflation data and surging bond yields sparked a sharp sell-off in technology stocks yesterday. And at the close, the Dow Industrials itself was down 0.4% at 35,921.23. The broader market was stronger, with the S&P 500 up slightly, up less than 0.1% at 4,649.27. As mentioned, the NASDAQ, the best performer of the day, up 0.5% at 15,704.28. Tech names rallied after October's consumer price reading yesterday pushed up bond yields, as mentioned, and NVIDIA was among your bigger winners today, up 3.2%. AMD, Advanced Micro Devices, added 4.4%. And big stock or tech stocks like Facebook parent Meta and Google parent Alphabet both traded in positive territory. Shares of commodity producers in the S&P 500 gained as investors bet on sustained inflation. The Materials Select Sector Spider Fund hit a fresh intraday all-time high. Mining company Freeport-McMoRan rose 9%, and steel producer Nucor rose 2.7%. On the downside, Disney shares fell more than 7% after the media giant missed on the top and bottom lines. Disney Plus subscribers also came in short of estimates. And as mentioned, Wednesday's inflation report showed the CPI, which tracks a basket of consumer products ranging from gasoline and healthcare to groceries and rents, rose 6.2% in October, for the month of October, from a year ago, which was its highest level since 1990. And, of course, following the CPI data, traders moved up their expectations for when the first Fed rate hike would occur. And the Fed funds futures market now sees greater odds of the central bank's first full rate hike coming in July 2022. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was App Harvest up $1.14 at $6.88, Marathon Petroleum up 48 cents at $0.66, PPL down 2 cents at $28.76, CSX down 35 cents at $35.12, Community Trust Bank up 10 cents at $45.62, and Kroger was down 20 cents to finish at $42.27. Reporting from the Ashland offices of Robert W. Baird, this is Bud Luke.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Tanner Boyd, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Jonathan Burton, Rachel Turner, Hallie Adams, Sarah Mead, Alyssa White, Ethan Jenkins, and Shamari Mosley. Our feature segment this afternoon was from WMKY's own Keneally Roberts. A special thanks to the Robert W. Baird Company's Bud Luke. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Cassidy Stearman and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5:30.